Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The people of Knoxville are working to improve city parks. What's happening and how can we help? Let's go in depth with Penny Somar and Dick Reed with the Knoxville City Parks Commission. Tell us a little bit about the Knoxville Parks Commission, Penny.
Well, the Knoxville Parks Commission was just recently reinstituted after many years of absence. The City Council did away with the Parks Commission, which used to be an elected position, several years ago when they went to the city manager form of government, and recently have decided that there was a need for that oversight again, and so they reinstituted the Park Commission. It consists of 5 members. Right now we only have 3, so we're in need of 2 more board members if anyone has an interest in the parks and a concern for the condition of the parks. We would love to have them express an interest to us. Currently, Dick Reed, Kevin Stitzworth, and myself serve on the board.
Okay, and so we're talking a while back then, aren't we? Not this council or even the previous council. It was many years ago that a council made that decision.
That's correct.
And so it went away. It was an elected body, and it went away. And we've talked a little bit about this, and you think that in that meantime, Dick, that and Penny as well, I presume, that the parks deteriorated a bit.
They deteriorated a lot. They've had a lot of vandalism issues down there. And we have organizations now that are coming on board with us to try to bring the park back.
So we're talking all the parks in the community.
The parks in the community, the bike trail, and the city signs all fall under the Park Commission.
City signs pointing to the parks? Or
the city signage, you know, the entrance signs to the community fall under the Park Commission.
All right, and so you want all of those as nice as they can be. And so how many parks are we talking about? Let's just name the parks, if you would, Dick.
Ald Park, Young Park, Edwards Park, the bike trail, which they're working on Madison Street now, if I'm correct. As they're doing the construction project, they're putting the bike trail back in. The way the city has told me is our bike trail goes out to Pleasant Street at the end of 3M. Is that where? I think that's where our city bike trail will end when it's done. And then the county has to come on board and take it to the lake.
That's the end goal, is to take it to the lake.
Correct. Okay.
And we're hoping, you know, as a part of our job, is to see if we can get some grant money or try to raise some funds to help with that project as well.
Now, why are parks important?
It's family recreation. It's someplace a family can go for free and have a great time. We had an organization last year that donated race cars, Optimus Club. And, you know, so the organizations are starting to also get involved. Penny can tell you more about the Rotary, what they've done. But you know, we're getting organizations to come on board with us to try to bring it back. We have a neighborhood watch now that they've done very well at calling officials if something was going on down there. So the park is being watched very well now.
Okay, and the main park you're talking about, where we've had some problems with vandalism, is Ald Park,
yes.
And so all the neighbors in there have really pitched in?
Yes, they have.
We're going to have some vandalism, especially if people don't pay attention to the parks, and if the kids get a sense that the community doesn't care.
Well, and usage, I think, is a real key to get people back down there that really enjoy the park, because if they're there and they're using it, that's going to deter the vandalism and those folks that choose to tear things up. You know, in this day and age, money is hard to come from everyone. And so if we can get families to start using the parks again for picnics and to take their children to play and just to interact with each other, it would be a great way to help deter those things. So we're doing a lot of things to try to help with that by having, you know, the movie night at the park. And we're trying to get the tennis court repaired to get families back there using that. The Rotary Club, as Dick said, has taken a stance to adopt the park. And so they're going to be doing a project down there every year and kind of keeping an eye on it as well. So we know that when people come to town to look at our community, that parks and recreations are a big thing for people looking to relocate. So we want to make sure that we put our best foot forward when people are driving through town.
Parks are a part of the quality of life. Anybody Absolutely. Doing economic development would tell you that.
Absolutely.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Penny Somar and Dick Reed with the Knoxville City Parks Commission.
What started this interest, this re-interest in the park? I mean, we could still be sitting here without anything having been done to the park, still deteriorating, but there's been some positive things that started happening, what, a couple of years ago?
I think people are just tired of seeing stuff being ran down. This is a very good community, and I think people want to see it turn around. It's a slow process, but I think it's... In the last 2 years, we've went leaps and bounds. I really do. We have a long ways to go yet. But the community is finally coming back together. June 25th is a prime example at Edwards Park at Westridge. We're going to ask for volunteers. We've had a lot of interest in that. And, you know, when you see the community getting together to do it, it means a lot more than if you had somebody else coming in to do it. That brings back community pride.
I've seen equipment painted. I've seen new equipment. How's that happening?
We went to the organizations and asked them if they would be interested in, like Penny said, adopting the park. And we've had very good response. Last year, the Optimist Club did it. This year, the Rotary is going forward with plans to add more stuff. So when people see that, I think you're going to see it turn around real fast. That we are taking pride back in our town, and this is what it's going to take, and it's going to take all of us to watch it. If you see something that's not right, you call the authorities, you know, and get it straightened out, because if we don't, then we're not going to have it nice very long. So it's up to us.
Now, what about Edwards Park? It was brought forward to the council the other night about its deteriorating state. And essentially, it sounds to me, I was at the meeting, it sounds to me like the city just stepped away from the park there for a long time and that we're paying for those consequences now. Is that your understanding too, Penny?
I think that's probably a correct statement. I don't think it was anything intentional. I think some of it was just out of necessity. I mean, you know, it takes money to do everything, and so that's been something that not just Knoxville, but many small communities are struggling with. So a lot of these things that we wish were better, we're going to have to make it happen. I mean, it's labor, and we can do that. And some of it's going to be expensive. We're hoping that we can get some grant money to do that. But, you know, there's been a lot of figures thrown around as to what it's going to take to do that. So we're going to investigate that a little bit further. And then our primary concern right now is just to get it cleaned up for that neighborhood. You know, those homes that live around there should not have to contend with that, nor should the community. So if we can get it cleaned up so that it's least tolerable and then work on getting funding to get the proper repairs made, I guess I'm a little bit more passionate about it than probably a lot of people, because the park was named after my father, and I don't want to see it go away. But regardless of that fact, I think the neighborhood is very deserving of getting it cleaned up.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Penny Somar and Dick Reed with the Knoxville City Parks Commission.
Are you looking for other organizations like Rotary to step forward for another park, that maybe they could do the same kind of thing?
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be just organizations either. We had a very generous person in memory of her husband give us a really nice park bench to go down there, like the benches that are around the square. She donated a nice park bench down there. So, I mean, anyone can help. The equipment, really, some of the really nice playground equipment, $500, which is not huge. So, you know, citizens, organizations, anybody that would like to see improvements to our parks and new equipment and things happen, we'd love to have them come forward.
This is a city commission, right?
Yes.
What is the city council, the mayor, and we've got a new city manager coming on board. It's too early to see what he thinks about it. Is the city council committed to this? Are they going to help this move forward, you think?
They are very committed. You know, it's like Penny said, the finances aren't what they used to be. But we've had a lot of city council people that has helped us volunteer and get right in there and help us clean up. You know, so I think everybody is committed. We are going to have city workers volunteer their time the 25th down there, which I think is fantastic. So, and also on Movie in the Park night, we're going to sell bricks like they did when they first started the new addition down there, the wooden playgrounds. $100 a piece, is that right, Penny? You know, and we're going to have them for sale down there to try to make more money for the Park Commission. So, you know, if folks have an extra $100, you know, we can put whatever name you want on that brick. It goes in the stone there. And it's a very great thing. I mean, you know, if we can get enough people to do that, then there will also be more equipment placed in there. It's up to the town how quick and how good it goes.
Now, you've had a lot of people helping that aren't formally on the commission. And so if somebody just wants to help, they don't have to volunteer to be a member of the commission, do they?
Absolutely not, nor live in the neighborhood. You know, we'll take anybody in the community that's concerned about these kinds of things and to help us out. So,
you mentioned that you need new members for the commission. Is it a lot of work?
It could be. You can put whatever time you want into it. The commission itself, we meet the fourth Tuesday of the month from 5:30 to 6:30. And then, you know, we've had these different fundraiser things that we'll be doing, like the Movies in the Park. We're going to be selling hot dogs to raise a little money along with our brochures for the bricks. And then the cleanup day. So, there could be things like that going, but it's, you know, at your own choosing. Our expectations, I think, for anybody that would be willing to join the board would be that people really have a passion, not just about the parks, but about the community, and would want to roll up their sleeves to help make things better for their families and their grandchildren and just the community in itself.
One of the best things happening at the parks, of, I guess it was a couple years ago, Dick, you had a bunch of kids down painting in the park to get them invested in the park.
We did the old park ball field. Yes, we did. Had a very good turnout. And it was really great because the mothers provided sandwiches, we provided drinks, and we had more kids turn out than we had paintbrushes. It was fantastic. And everybody had a great time.
And you told me at the time that one of the reasons you wanted to do that, and I don't know if you were the only person behind it, but you said that once a kid starts painting in the park, he's not going to like it when somebody else starts.
Right. They will take ownership. If they're in with cleaning up and painting, then it's going to mean more to them than it would have before. That's correct.
I think the other thing, Dick, you need to talk about a little bit is the skating this winter, how well that went.
Right. The ice skating at Young's Park last year was fantastic. This year the city told us they would help us. They did most of it last year. The city employees did, of getting it ready. And we're going to do it again this year, weather permitting. And it's just a great thing. It's a family thing. We had a lot of parents came. One family from Minnesota that's seen it on a website someplace, they come down there skating. And this year we're going to try to do hockey ball with the big balls just for kids to have fun and something to do. We've got the nets and stuff already. So, you know, there will be some games out there. Maybe Saturday mornings we can get some young families and kids, you know, that want to do that. We can do it like for a half hour at a time or whatever. But But no, it turned out very well, very well.
Do you have any other events like this planned or any kind of new directions you're taking the parks?
We don't at this time, but because we're trying to get them in order. You know, we want to get them cleaned up and spruced up, and then maybe we can start doing some other activities down there. But I think we would be remiss if we didn't say thank you to Denny Webb and his crew, because they really do an awesome job, and they've been very cooperative and very understanding in the goals that we're trying to achieve. So kudos to him.
With the Knoxville streets.
Yes.
And they have all kinds of other responsibilities,
Yes,
too.
They do. Yes, they do. And that's been part of the problem, you know. They're spread so thin, and money is so tight. But when we find an issue that we feel really needs cleaned up, some of the things that we've done have really not cost a lot of money. They went down and really cleaned up the ballpark by getting the old shed torn down that was at the back of the park and getting that all mowed up. They tore out the old concrete bleachers that were there and have seeded that all down. And so, I mean, it doesn't take a lot of money sometimes to make things look a whole lot better.
They also have all the lights working now down there. They've done that. So it's been very good. They've been very helpful.
Okay, let's go 5 years in the future. What do you want Knoxville's parks to look like?
I'd like to see them look like they used to, you know, years and years ago, decades ago, when people used to have concerts down there and picnics down there. And it was just a community gathering spot. I think we've kind of lost that and scattered in the wind. And I know everybody's busy, but that's something that doesn't take any money. And you can build relationships down there. It just would be a fun thing to see.
So if somebody wants to be on the board or wants to help in any way, what should they do?
Contact any one of the board members, either myself or Dick Reed or Kevin Stitzworth.
And put on your gloves and roll up your sleeves.
That's exactly right. June 25th from 7 to 2 at Edwards Park in Westridge.
Thanks to Penny Somar and Dick Reed for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.